Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Moderator, Mr. Jan Hoffman, fellow panelists, excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. It's certainly a pleasure to be here to share a perspective with you today. I am here on behalf of the Commission of the Organization of Eastern Caribbean States, OECS, and its member states. As all of you will know, the OECS is a grouping of small islands spread across the Eastern Caribbean, comprising six independent countries and five territories or departments which have varying degrees of self-governance, but not full independence. OECS is also presently engaged in negotiations for admission as associate members with Puerto Rico and with Dutch Saint Martin. As we delve further into this topic of sustainable and resilient maritime supply chains, I want to place this in an OECS specific perspective. The maritime sector is one which is of systemic and strategic importance for the OECS, given our vulnerabilities to climate-induced events, natural disasters, and environmental emergencies, as well as our high susceptibility to external economic shocks. Due in large part to historical and geographical factors, shipping became the lifeline for, inter alia, trade, communication, and defense in the OECS. Even with the advent of air transport, maritime transport remains the main conveyance for commodities, import, and export. This is largely due to the high cost of regional air transport. In fact, 90% of Caribbean imports and exports are carried by sea. Our ports are therefore important in terms of goods import, export and storage, revenue collection, direct employment, support for key economic sectors, including tourism, commerce, agriculture, support to foreign direct investment, support for food security, and a vital link to the outside world. The seaport structure of the Caribbean has been heavily influenced by global change over the last two centuries. Containerization and globalization have dramatically changed the face of cargo shipping. Broadly speaking, the Caribbean Sea has become the main hub for cruise tourism in the world. In recent years, the region has reached around one-third of the global cruise passenger capacity, surpassing the Mediterranean by a wide margin as the most important market for this kind of tourism. Simultaneous growth in containerization and cruise tourism has resulted in competition for berth space in many Caribbean ports. And the islands of the OECS sit astride some of the busiest sea lanes in our part of the world. However, port infrastructure in the Caribbean has not always kept pace with changes in the global shipping industry. And this has had a direct impact on our ability to engender sustainability and resilience in our maritime supply chains. This now brings me to the current bottleneck in our maritime supply chains, largely brought on by the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. Prior to the pandemic and the attendant supply chain problems which followed, an importer in the Caribbean may have been able to source a 20-foot container for approximately US$3,000. By the end of 2021, the price for the same container had more than increased fivefold to US$15,000. This is compounded by the fact that due to the structure of the economies of the OECS member states, which are all highly service economies and produce very little goods trade, the containers come full and they return empty. As small island developing states operating in a region which is prone to natural disasters and climatic events, as well as the economic and other consequences of small size, we already had challenges prior to the pandemic in integrating into global supply chains. Where regional supply chains exist, these remain fragile and uncertain. Of course, events in Eastern Europe and the shortage of truckers in some major markets are also all contributing to the supply chain problems we are experiencing. Given these circumstances, how do we move forward? Until recently, relatively little attention has been paid, especially in the Caribbean, to the wider implications of climate change for air and seaports and the international trade that they support. Therefore, there is clearly a need to urgently factor climate change considerations into port development, redevelopment, operation, and management. Furthermore, historically, in country, there has often been a tendency to compartmentalize the various components of the trade network, ports, road networks, commerce, etc., even though more than one component may be managed under a single ministry. Climate change necessitates a shift towards an integrated network macro approach if overall resilience is to be strengthened. There is also a pressing need for work to be done and to continue and deepen research, multi-hazard assessments, and for the work by UNCTAD to be expanded in collaboration with others to assess risks for all ports and airports in the OECS to develop technical and policy solutions to help build resilience. There's also a need for supportive policy action. For example, integration into national adaptation plans. There also needs to be a recognition that the impact of climate change will affect the fulfillment of several sustainable development goals, which necessitates a multi-layered approach to building resilience. In this regard, stakeholders from the private sector and the public sector need to be engaged and involved wherever possible in identifying threats and opportunities and to have a role in formulating solutions. Madam Chair, I'm obliged.